To make Papa proud. Gregory H. Hemingway. That summer in Havana, I read Papa's favorites. From Huckleberry Finn to Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man. Like him, I sometimes had two or three books going at the same time. Then Papa steered me to the short story masters Maupassant and Chekhov. Don't try to analyze. Just relax and enjoy them. Now, Papa said one morning, try writing a short story yourself and don't expect it to be any good. I sat down at a table with one of Papa's fine-pointed pencils and thought and thought. I looked out the window and listened to the birds, to a cat crying to join them, and to the scratch of my pencil, doodling. I let the cat out. Another wanted in. I went to Papa's typewriter. He'd finish with it for the day. Slowly, I typed out a story and then took it to him. Papa put his glasses on, poured himself another drink, and read as I waited. He finished it and looked up at me. It's excellent, Gig. Much better than anything I could do at your age. Only change I'd make is here. And he pointed to the line about a bird falling from its nest and finding miraculously that if it flapped its wings, it wouldn't crash on the rocks below.